An agreement has now been reached between four countries to get much-needed grain from Ukraine and Russia out to the rest of the world. Millions of tons of this grain has been piling up in Ukraine's ports because Russia has effectively blockaded Ukrainian grain from leaving these Black Sea ports. At a news conference today, United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called it a beacon of hope, but he also called for the end of this war.
This is an unprecedented agreement between two parties engaged in bloody conflict. But that conflict continues, and people are dying every day, and fighting is raging every day.
NPR's Peter Kenyon joins us now from Istanbul. Hey, Peter.
Hi, hello.
So this agreement has been a long time coming. Why was it so difficult to reach this breakthrough?
Well, they have been going on for months. Not really that surprising, given the size and the nature of the effort and the context, what many call a Russian invasion and what Moscow calls a special operation. But in this case, world leaders have been very keen to get this grain harvest out of the Ukrainian silos, onto cargo ships, past the Russian naval vessels, down the Bosporus Strait into world markets. And now it looks like that could be closer to reality, but that's by no means guaranteed.
Can you detail exactly what this agreement will allow?
Well, I heard from a senior UN official, Martin Griffiths, today, and he said negotiators made some key decisions early on. For instance, they agreed that something like demining Odessa and other ports would just be too time-consuming, so they abandoned that idea. Better, they said, to agree on safe shipping lanes that would allow the grain to move. So those are what is going to be set up here. At the same time, Griffiths said Russia needs to get its products, like fertilizer, to market. So the agreement envisions more than 20 million tons of exports from three Ukrainian ports from both Ukraine and Russia, also from Russia. One of Russia's stated concerns was that the grain ships might be used to smuggle things, even weapons. So there has to be an inspection system, and that will also be getting underway.
Turkey is also heavily involved here. The country controls the Bosphorus Strait, which these shipments will pass through. Can you explain Turkey's role here?
Well, yes, it's more than just a host. Turkey has an important role in inspecting these vessels that I just mentioned. And we should note, however, that this and other aspects of the agreement are actually four-way operations. In other words, not just Turkey, but Russia, Ukraine, and the UN will all be involved at various points. So if, for instance, a ship carrying Ukrainian grain is moving down the safe shipping lane but deviates from its course, Turkey then has a decision to make. Does that mean there has to be another inspection? That's one possible example. But others will be involved in all of these decisions as well. A lot of the details are still being finalized.
So this war has obviously been endangering food supplies worldwide. How much of an impact will this agreement have on supply and prices around the world?
Well, the UN officials say it will have a large impact. And more than that, it's urgent to get things moving as quickly as possible. There is a lot to be done. They have to identify these safe channels. They have to set up at least prototype inspection teams for the vessels using those channels. The UN's Martin Griffiths said they've got to move quickly to empty those silos full of grain, get it to markets. And they also need to set up this thing called the Joint Coordinating Center. That's a body that will be overseeing the implementation of this agreement.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Istanbul following a new agreement between Russia, the UN, Ukraine, and Turkey. Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you.